실전 모의고사 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다.
1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what did the weather forecast say this morning?
It said the level of fine dust is high today. We'd better wear a mask.
Okay, I will. Where are the masks?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, how about going to a movie tonight?
Sounds great. Do you have anything in mind? I heard Billy's story is very funny.
Sorry, but I've already watched that movie with my mom.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Brook High School students. This is Ms. Kim, and I'm in charge of this year's graduation album. As it was previously announced, senior students will take photos for their graduation album tomorrow. It was scheduled to take place at Shinewood Park. However, we're expecting heavy rain tomorrow, so we've changed the location. Students will have their class photos taken in the school auditorium and individual photos in the school library. Please don't forget that the location for graduation photos has changed. Thank you for listening.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, you look worried. Something wrong?
I've been working on the invention project for hours, but can't come up with any good ideas.
Well, then why don't you stop working on it? Go outside and take a walk. That's what I often do when I'm stuck.
I don't have time for that. The project is due next Monday.
I understand, but just sitting at a desk doesn't always help. Taking a walk instead may help you think outside the box.
Really? How come?
While walking around, you can see different things. Seeing various scenes can give you some inspiration.
I've never thought about it that way.
Besides, fresh air can make your brain work better and help you develop new ideas.
That does make sense. Thanks for the tip.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Clarks.
The pleasure is all mine, Ms. Jackson.
I really love your work. After reading the first episode, I couldn't wait to read the next one.
Thanks. I was really glad when you accepted the role.
How could I resist? Hannah is an attractive character, and I want to bring her alive in the movie.
I'm sure you'll do great. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. There's a scene where Hannah meets a dragon. The scene will be created by computer graphics, so I have to act using my imagination.
That sounds difficult, but that's the most dramatic part of my cartoon.
Can you tell me more about Hannah's feelings in that moment?
She's not afraid. Rather, she feels excited and curious.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Thompson, can we talk about the design for the read-aloud space?
Sure. Oh, is this a photo from another school?
Yes. I thought we could borrow some ideas.
I'm sure we can. I can see the sign read-aloud space on the wall.
Let's put up a sign like that, too. And they put a big round hole in the wall.
It's brilliant. Kids would enjoy going through the hole.
What do you think about this penguin between the hole and the bookcases?
We should absolutely have something like that. Kids love stuffed animals.
The airplane hanging down from the ceiling looks pretty, doesn't it?
It looks lovely. Kids will like looking at it.
Yeah. And I see a table on the floor. Maybe it's for the teacher.
I guess so.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Johnson, how are the Children's Book Week preparations going?
They're going well. For the signing events, I've already contacted the authors.
That's great. Did you finish the advertising preparations I asked for?
Yes. I made flyers for the events and printed them out.
Great. I also think sending text messages to our members will help.
No worries. I've done that too.
Okay. Do you remember the discount event? If customers buy one book, they get another for 50% off.
Yes, I do. You said you would decide which books would be part of the event.
Right. Here's the list of the books. The next step is displaying them for the discount event. Would you like to do that?
No problem. I'll do it.
Thanks. Then I'll order some gifts for the events.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 영화를 보러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Matt. How was the history exam?
It was okay, but I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, let's do something fun. I heard there's a new movie out. It's about a friendly robot.
Oh, you mean My AI Neighbor? I've heard of it.
Yes. Do you want to see that movie tonight with me?
Well, I'm afraid I can't go.
Why not?
I have to work in the school library tonight.
I thought you were not supposed to work in the library today.
I wasn't. But my coworker is attending her grandmother's birthday party tonight, so I've changed my schedule for her.
I see. Maybe next time.
Well, I do have tickets for a baseball game this Saturday. Do you want to go together?
That would be wonderful.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, I want to buy art supplies. Where are they?
They are right over here. What kind of supplies are you looking for?
I need some paint brushes and drawing pencils. How much are these brushes?
These large-sized brushes are $10 each, and the smaller ones are $5 each.
I'll take two large-sized brushes.
Okay. And these drawing pencils are the most popular. They're $20 per dozen.
Well, I don't need that many. I just want three. How much are they?
They're $2 each. But think again. The price per unit is way cheaper when you buy a dozen.
I know, but just three is enough for me. Oh, this palette looks nice. How much is it?
It's originally $30, but it's 20% off now.
Good. I need a new palette. I'll take it, too.
Two large-sized brushes, three pencils, and one palette. Anything else?
That's all. Here's my credit card.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kelly.
You've been very busy these days.
Yes, I've been preparing for my wedding next month.
How's it going?
Good. Here's a wedding invitation for you.
Thank you so much. It's on October 5th, right?
Yes, and we're getting married at City Hall.
That'll be great. So, I heard you're going to have a small wedding.
That's right. We've only invited 50 people. Just family and close friends.
Sounds great. I'm glad you included me. I'll definitely be there to congratulate you on your wedding.
I'm so happy that you can come. You know what? I'm planning to sing a song for my bride as a special event.
Oh, that's so sweet. It'll be a perfect day.
Good morning, students. This is your history teacher, Ms. Spencer. I have an announcement on the 2018 Youth History Tour. This tour aims to promote students' interest in history. It's a one-week tour, which goes from July 25th to July 31st. During this period, the students who join this tour will visit 5 cities and explore their various historic sites. A historian will guide the tour and offer in-depth explanations of each location. The participation fee is $170, but traveler's insurance isn't included. You'll need to buy it yourself. I hope that many students will join the tour and have a memorable experience. Please visit my office by this Friday for more information. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 스피커를 고르시오.
Justin, I'm thinking of buying one of these portable speakers. Can you help me choose one?
Sure. There are 5 products to select from. How much can you spend?
My maximum budget is $60.
I see. Where are you going to use the speaker?
Mostly at home. It should weigh less than 1 kilogram, though.
Right. If it's light, you can use it wherever you want at home. How about the battery life?
It needs to last longer than 8 hours.
Okay. How about the design? I recommend you get one with fabric. It'll create a warmer atmosphere in your house.
Good idea. A fabric one will be a good match with my bedroom.
Then this is the best speaker for you.
It is. I'll buy it now.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tony, what's wrong? You don't look so good.
Preparing for this math exam is killing me, Mom. There's too much to study.
I thought you liked math.
I do when there's no exam pressure.
I understand. Actually, I might have a suggestion that can help you. Do you remember when you put together that 10,000-piece puzzle?
The one hanging in my bedroom?
Right. What was the best part of putting it together?
Even though it was difficult, putting each piece in its place was awesome. I finished the whole puzzle before I knew it.
Exactly. Just like working on the puzzle, why don't you concentrate on solving the math problems one by one?
Oh, I got it. I should focus on the pieces instead of worrying about the big picture.
So, have you figured out how you can prepare for your exam now?
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Hello, Ms. Brown. How's your geography class going?
It's going well. My class just finished learning about Western Europe.
Good. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to cover Southeast Asia. Oh, didn't you live in Thailand for a while?
Yes, I lived there for 3 years.
Well, I'm going to teach my students about Thai holidays and food next week, but I have a problem.
What's the matter?
I'm familiar with Thai food, but I don't have any personal experience of Thai holidays.
Oh, I can help you with that. I experienced many Thai holidays while I was there. I might have some pictures.
Wow, that's great. Could you find them for me? I'm looking for some visual materials for my class.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 피터의 할머니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter recently gave his grandmother a smartphone for her birthday. She uses it frequently and often asks Peter to help her do things, such as sharing photos or downloading apps. Peter is happy to help her, but he has to go abroad for a long business trip next week. He is worried that she'll have no one to help her with her smartphone. So he searches for a way to help her and finds that the local senior center offers a class which teaches seniors how to use smartphones. He thinks the class can help her use the smartphone by herself. So, Peter wants to tell his grandmother to learn smartphone skills from the senior center. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to his grandmother?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last class we learned about famous artists in history. Today I'll talk about what a few famous artists regularly did to get inspiration for their creative work. First, let's take a look at a well-known filmmaker, Ingmar Bergman. He worked at exactly the same time and even ate the same lunch every day. His daily habits were a driving force for his movies. Tchaikovsky, one of the greatest composers, always went for a long walk regardless of the weather. It was essential to his musical creativity. A famous British writer, Agatha Christie, had her own unusual habit too. She used to sit in a bathtub and eat apples, which helped her to imagine the crimes she would put in her novels. Here's one more interesting habit. Salvador Dali, a famous painter, used to nap while holding a key in his hand. When he fell asleep, the key would slip from his fingers, waking him up with the clink sound. He captured that moment between dreaming and waking on his canvas. So, what do you do regularly to come up with new ideas?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last class we learned about famous artists in history. Today I'll talk about what a few famous artists regularly did to get inspiration for their creative work. First, let's take a look at a well-known filmmaker, Ingmar Bergman. He worked at exactly the same time and even ate the same lunch every day. His daily habits were a driving force for his movies. Tchaikovsky, one of the greatest composers, always went for a long walk regardless of the weather. It was essential to his musical creativity. A famous British writer, Agatha Christie, had her own unusual habit too. She used to sit in a bathtub and eat apples, which helped her to imagine the crimes she would put in her novels. Here's one more interesting habit. Salvador Dali, a famous painter, used to nap while holding a key in his hand. When he fell asleep, the key would slip from his fingers, waking him up with the clink sound. He captured that moment between dreaming and waking on his canvas. So, what do you do regularly to come up with new ideas?
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 직업이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.